States Supreme Court today has upheld the right of a school district there to present both global warming and the biblical Armageddon as legitimate theories about the end of the world. A documentary made about the controversial Kansas school district will be airing on PBS tonight.
In this Kansas City school district, kids are getting a taste of both sides of the story. Teachers here say they use a variety of methods not to give students a definitive answer about how the world will come to a horrific end, but to frame the question.
Now at the forefront of the debate are Joseph Bowers of the Public Education Initiative, which opposed the ruling, and Anita Conover of Armageddon in the Classroom.
Hello.
Thank you.
Mr. Bowers, what's so wrong with kids being exposed to both views of how they'll die?
Well, first of all, it's a clear violation of the separation of church and state. If you want to teach your kids that they're going to be burnt alive when God pours his fourth bowl of wrath upon the earth, you know, that's fine. Just do it in the church or at home.
Now, I understand, Ms. Conover, you think differently about this.
Yes. Polls show that more than 80% of Americans believe that God exists and he has an intelligent plan for how we will all die.
Yes, so I can understand that can be confusing for a child.
Yes. That's why we say pose both theories simply as questions. Are we doomed because of our moral sins or because of our pollution? And let the children answer for themselves.
Well, the documentary has some very interesting interviews with the kids themselves. Let's take a look.
But some people think that the
world's gonna end by, the world's
gonna heat up, and we're all gonna be baked alive. But other people think the monster with seven heads is gonna come out and rip us
started with one person, one crazy idea. Motivated by one clear message. People unafraid to march boldly into the unknown. Unthinkable. Man has always searched for a better way. Grander expression. Lasting peace. Unlimited prosperity. When confronted by the oppression of fear and conventional wisdom, the bravest always chart a new course to a new world.
Exercises, I'll have them all pretend that they're being burned alive by the cleansing fires of heaven, and then I'll have them pretend that they're being swept away by a tsunami, which is washing away all of our major cities, and so it's a lot of fun.
Well, as we can clearly see from this clip, this school is spending valuable class time on religious theories, meaning that there's less time to teach these kids about how the seas are going to be acidified by pollution.
Seas will turn to blood.
No, kids need to know
just
this.
That's ridiculous.
In the 50s, most schools taught kids that mankind would be brought to an end either by God or by skin-melting nuclear bombs. There is room room for more than one idea in our classrooms.
Yes, I understand. Well, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Well, next up, MTV scientists have discovered a previously unfilmed species of asshole.
Founded on faith by a people who believed not only in themselves, but knew without a shadow of a doubt there was a power greater than man guiding them, providing for them. From those brave men and women grew a generation unlike any the world has ever seen.
Hey, this is Jonathan.
Questions. Are we doomed because of our moral sins or because of our pollution? And let the children answer for themselves.
Well, the documentary has some very interesting interviews with the kids themselves. Let's take a look.
But some people think that the world's going to end by the world's going to heat up and we're all going to be baked alive. But other people think a monster with seven heads is going to come out and rip us apart. They're still deciding.
There's a lot of great exercises. I'll have them all pretend that they're being burned alive by the cleansing fires of heaven, and then I'll have them pretend that they're being swept away by a tsunami, which is washing away all of the major cities. And so it's a lot of fun.
Well, as we can clearly see from this clip, this school is spending valuable class time on religious theories, meaning that there's less time to teach these kids about how the seas are going to be acidified by pollution.
In the seas will turn to blood.
No, kids need to know
this. That's ridiculous. In the 50s, most schools taught kids that mankind would be brought to an end either by God or by skin-melting nuclear bombs. There is room for more than one idea in our classrooms.
And then, the American experiment. Men guided by their own reason, standing tall against seemingly insurmountable odds, pledging their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor, so others, generations, would have a chance for life, liberty, and happiness. Throughout history, Americans have changed the world through a steadfast belief that in this great country, anything can happen. Anything is possible.
In the playbook tonight, Glenn Beck is gearing up for his ridiculous Restoring Honor rally this Saturday. The stage is already set up in front of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., and Glenn's ego is out of control. He's plugged the event as a, quote, American miracle.
And snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed,
leg, stiff leg, and spotty lip, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is. Hallelujah! Holy shit!
Predicted that the spirit would be talking through it. And now he's released an incredibly egotistical 4-minute-long ad implying that his rally is following in the tradition of Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, and the Founding Fathers. Oh, yeah, and he wants you to buy gold.
There's nothing free in life, my friend. Well, except for the following clip brought to you by Goldline.
Every great achievement in human history has started with one person. Idea. People unafraid to march boldly into the unknown.
Now at the forefront of the debate are Joseph Bowers of the Public Education Initiative, which opposed the ruling, and Anita Conover of Armageddon in the Classroom.
Hello.
Thank you.
Mr. Bowers, what's so wrong with kids being exposed to both views of how they'll die?
Well, first of all, it's a clear violation of the separation of church and state. If you want to teach your kids that they're going to be burnt alive when God pours forth full of wrath upon the earth, you know, that's
sacrifice
fine.
And courage. We have stood on the edge and dared to dream. To move forward into the unknown. Millions have come from all over the world to join us. Risking it all to be part of that uniquely American experience.
Okay, WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George. This is WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carborough, 103.5, micro-powered, community-based radio. We do this every Thursday as part of the Furious George Show. And you can learn more about it by doing what you're doing right now, tuning in either via WCOMFM.org, or maybe checking us out at AInfo's Radio Project, or through FuriousG.blogspot, or other places. And boy, do we got some fun stuff to talk about tonight. So stick around. Thanks for listening. I'm Furious. Oh yeah, P.S. We're going to be playing some cool new music from Flying Lotus, probably WCOM, Furious George Hour's favorite artist at the moment, and some stuff called Camera Day off his forthcoming album, which you can't get anywhere except here right now, and that's pretty close to the truth because I pirated it. Ah, no, I'm just kidding. I am an old school pirate, so you'd never know, do you? I'm Furious. Stick around some more Fly Low. This is Gaslamp Killer in the background. Mixie did off Low End Theory. Got some other stuff from Lorne. Crazy new stuff from Slugabed and others. I'm Furious.
Confronted by the oppression of fear and conventional wisdom, the bravest always chart a new course. The American Experiment. Chance for life, liberty, and happiness.
Check 1, 2.
Ms. Conover, you think differently about this.
Yes. Polls show that more than 80% of Americans believe that God exists and he has an intelligent plan for how we will all die.
Y'all ready for this?
unbearable. Comparing yourself to Lincoln and Rosa Parks? He left out Mother Teresa, Harriet Tubman, and the guy who jumped on the tracks of the New York subway to save a fellow passenger. But he still has time to include all those people, because after all, God talks through him, apparently. For more on Glenn Beck's ego trip, let me bring in Roy Seekoff, the founding editor of the Huffington Post. Roy,
man.
I mean, other than the absurdity of all of his claims, it looks like that even the Tea Party guys aren't buying this, because some of them are bailing on him on this, aren't they?
Well, that's the thing. Even the Republican National Party is trying to distance himself because they know that his one agenda, his one issue is his own self-aggrandizement. I mean, he tells you, right? He tells you right out, I'm a rodeo clown. And he said, if you take what I say as gospel, you're an idiot. You know, so I think those that video had to be done either by The Onion or by Saturday Night Live. I mean, that couldn't have been serious, could it?
Well, if you like that video, wait till you get a load of this. Now, he's going to talk about what, you know, how you need to do all of this for Gold Line. So we have another clip for you. Let's watch that.
Right.
Our sponsor this half hour is Gold Line. I want you to ask yourself, you have faith in man or in God? If you put your faith in man, God bless you. I can't wait to see the solution. But if you don't, I ask you to look at gold.
If you want to teach your kids that they're going to be burned alive,
is this guy just a snake oil salesman? Is this?
You know, that's fine. Just do it in the church or at home.
Now, I understand, Ms. Conover, you think differently about this.
Yes. Polls show that more than 80% of Americans believe that God exists and he has an intelligent plan for how we will all die.
Yes, I can understand.
Well, as we can clearly see from this clip, this school is spending valuable class time on religious theories, meaning that there's less time to teach these kids about how the seas are going to be acidified by pollution.
Seas will turn to blood.
No, kids need to know
In the 50s, most schools taught kids that mankind would be brought to an end either by God or by skin-melting nuclear bombs. There is room for more than one idea in our classrooms.
Yes, I understand. Well, thank you.
This to just sell more gold?
Yeah, I mean, clearly, I mean, the choice is, you know, he's equating a God with gold, just throwing in the extra L, right? Because it's either man or God. But here's the thing, Jake, the whole thing is about restoring honor. Well, my question is, when did America lose that honor? Did we lose that honor when we invaded Iraq for non-existent WMD? Did we lose the honor when we opened Guantanamo, when we allowed extraordinary rendition? Did we lose the honor when we said waterboarding wasn't torture? Or maybe... Did we lose our honor when Glenn Beck said the President of the United States had a deep-seated hatred for white people? You know, that's my question. When did this loss of honor occur? Because if it was those things, he's a little late to the game.
She's got me love stone. She's got me love stone. She's got me love stone. She's got me love stone.
Love stone. United States actually practices Islam. On CNN, the evangelist Franklin Graham explained the confusion.
I think the president's problem is that he was born a Muslim. His father was a Muslim. The seed of Islam has passed through the
first. Later renounced his Islamic seed before it could germinate. But in our number one story, we don't have the luxury of taking the president's own word on his own religious beliefs. In response to Mr. Graham, Countdown launched a special investigation revealing not only proof of Obama's secret true religion, but also how he has executed an ingenious long-term plan to conceal that faith. Here's Keith Olbermann with his updated report.
The Muslim-seeded toddler engineered the divorce of his own parents to prevent people from learning that his father was Muslim. In his book, Obama claims that by then his father was no longer Muslim, instead portraying him as something much more popular with Americans, an atheist.
Star Spangled Banner goes on display this week in the National Archives. Restoration of the original manuscript has revealed there are actually multiple new verses that have not been seen or heard in over 150 years.
Right. And joining us now is the director of the exhibit, Susan Ekman. Hi, Susan.
Good morning.
Now, Susan, most of us, of course, know that the Star Spangled Banner was written by Francis
Scott
Key during the battle in the War of 1812.
That's
when the world has lost its faith, when hope is gone, when it pleads for charity. America answers the call.
Red Square.
We always
right.
have.
And the recently discovered verses go
Remember
into a lot more description
are.
Of that battle. For instance, here's a clip from the sixth verse, recorded especially for our exhibit.
Oh, that's great. Well, let's take a listen.
Yeah.
Tear the heads from our foes. Let their hot blood gush forth. Chop their limbs from their trunks. Drag their bodies from horses.
Oh, very
that's wonderful.
Patriotic.
Yes, Key was clearly very
Remember
affected
who
by
you
what
are.
He saw during
the Remember
battle.
The spirit
instance,
of those who came before us. It's time to restore America. Restore the world. It's time to believe again.
Thank you.
whether his grandfather was Sunni or Shiite, but he sure looks Sunni. To keep up appearances, Obama cleverly violated his Islamic faith whenever he could, fooling everyone by never going to Mecca, breaking the fast of Ramadan, eating pork, drinking alcohol, having a Christian wedding, baptizing his children, worshiping at Christian churches for decades. Washington Madrasa. They never had a beard, except for the Jewish people he cleverly picked out to carry out his secret Muslim agenda as White House Chief of Staff and Supreme Court Justice. The plan was working perfectly, but there were clues for those willing to do the incredibly hard work of seeing them. As a radical Muslim youth, he ran an Islamic journal whose Arabic name translates as Harvard Law Review. Islam permits men to take a number of wives, and that's exactly what Barack Obama did. The number he picked was one. And a woman with an Arabic name, Michelle Robinson, who insists on wearing a burqa. His favorite team, the Chicago Bulls, who just happened to play in the same division as the Milwaukee Bucks, whose arena just happened to be known as the Mecca. Chicago-style politics, just like the Taliban does, extending benefits for the unemployed, including Muslims, expanding health care for all, including every single Muslim in the country.
Shake, shake that chassis. Clean the legit, but still get nasty. Dance floor trashy with cups and glitter.
Entire Tooth Verse is basically just a very detailed description of a bayonet rule.
Very intense.
Yes, by that point, he'd been listening to the screams and cries of his dying friends for well over 12 hours.
Wow, now that's very neat. Let's listen to it a little bit more.
So we beat them with chains, burn their eyes out with flames, and we loved as they screamed while we raped.
Well,
Well, there are 18 true verses. After that, something seems to have snapped in Key's mind, and it just turns into a series of drawings.
So, an artist as well as a patriot.
Yes, here he seems to be representing himself as the king of a family of rats that are spreading bubonic plague across England.
Oh, look at those.
Oh, very detailed.
Yes.
Right, now, the original song is not the only thing that's on display in this new exhibit.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's right. We're also showing a very rare painting depicting Key meeting with John Adams.
Well, the display is on until the end of the month at the National Archives. Catch it while you can. Right. Susan Eckman. Your team ringed up, my team too gritty. Writing on walls till we deep ball city. We 360, you 45. Now we see who keep the party live. Gon' give it up, cause your boy get caught. If you really feel fly, gon' put your hands up. All I wanna do is wanna do is wanna do. All I wanna do is wanna do is wanna do.
Restoring Honor Rally will not be a Tea Party event. Groups like Freedom Works and Americans for Prosperity are involved. Will not be political at all. Sarah Palin will be there. And it won't be about any one religion. Even though he scheduled the rally on Saturday, he said so nobody would have to work on the Sabbath. In our number one story today, Beck announced a late add to Saturday's program, another special guest speaker, whose words he plans to personally channel. The beckoning is coming. Even his fellow ultra-conservatives are getting a little hinky when it comes to Beck's Saturday spectacle. Right-wing blogger Eric Erickson. Eric Erickson wondered aloud to Politico that Beck may be doing these events for himself rather than for the movement. Fox News is still attempting to appear to keep its distance from the Beck rally. Executive Bill Shine telling Politico, quote, there is no organized promotion plan for the rally on Fox News, and the network has nothing to do with it. Unless you count Beck pumping 828 during Billow's program and on Fox and Friends, where they gladly pointed people to Beck's website. And of course, there's Beck's own Fox News show. Media Matters pointed out Beck promoted his rally 38 separate times on his Fox broadcast. This week, Fox News even rolled out a nifty Road to Restoring Honor graphics package for the Beck thing they have nothing to do with. And then there's Fox News end of days style promo. Is coming to life. He's going to kick Glenn's ass. Luckily for Fox, Beck does most of his damage on radio. Here he is this morning on the preparation of his speech and the being he expects to help him deliver it.
Bullet points of a speech. And you want to talk about trust in the Lord. I know that people are going to hammer me because they're going to say, well, that's no Martin Luther King speech. Of course it's not Martin.
School district will be airing on PBS tonight.
In this Kansas City school district, kids are getting a taste of both sides of the story. Teachers here say they use a variety of methods not to give students a definitive answer about how the world will come to a horrific end, but to frame the question.
Now at the forefront of the debate are Joseph Bowers of the Public Education Initiative, which opposed the ruling, and Anita Conover of Armageddon in the Classroom.
Hello.
Thank you.
news transmissions from the year 2137.
Violent retreat the Gaza Strip today as fighting broke out between the one remaining
Palestinian. It's time for the CBO report, which said, quote, malpractice savings would only amount to $11 billion. Even over a 10-year period, it's still only $54 billion off the deficit.
Thank you.
want to talk about a risk. If you would just pray that I would be able to hear, because sometimes he's screaming at me and I still can't hear it.
He being minority Fox owner Prince Al Waleed. Then there's this from last week about my mother who's deceased.
I thought about doing a little, kind of a cool little program where we would ask a listener a day to watch the program. So we knew somebody was watching for Keith, and it would double his ratings.
Well, if not triple.
Well, he doesn't watch it. Who else?
No, his mom. His mom.
His mom watches?
Mrs.
Oh, I didn't know that. Boy, she is.
She's a saint.
She is a saint.
Even if he didn't know, my mother passed away last year. What happened to that thing he said about leave the families out of it? Fraud. Faz Shakir is the editor-in-chief of thinkprogress.org. Welcome back to the program, sir.
Thanks for having me, Keith.
All right, he thinks someone, and we assume, he said the spirit, we're assuming it's the Almighty, is there, is screaming at him. Is he okay?
Glenn Beck is a self-professed rodeo clown, Keith. You know. I mean, he's somebody who has said openly that if you take what I say as the gospel, you're an idiot.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George. Stick around. Some serious, bodaciously, baciousness is coming on. Grizz is here. I'm Furious. I'll be back. Thanks for listening to Micropower Community Based Radio. Send you away with some of this new Lorne off his newest album. Which I can't remember. Lorne's newest album. Check it out at his website, Lorne. I'm Furious. We have fun volunteering here, making fun of people like Glenn Beck and other idiots. So, if you like what you heard, stick around for more Micropowered Community Based Radio. I'll be back next week. Until then, be furious. Good night.